Here, we can even be talking about things that you're doing in public. Take a person, he is being machnis yisayim alukhupa. He is marrying off an orphan girl. A great thing, doing it very publicly. He raised money, and now at the chasana, he's mamish, taking the place of her father. And yet, most of his action is secret. Why? Because in his mind, he's just doing it for Hashem. There's a lot of people who see what he's doing, but in my mind, I'm just focusing on the fact that Hashem, this is a daughter of yours, and I want to make you happy by marrying her off. So here, when you talk about any mitzvah, there's the open level and there's the secret level. Or even not a mitzvah, when you're walking through the street. What's going on under the surface? What's going on inside? Are you walking on your own? Or are you walking with Hashem? This is Atznei Aleches Emelekecha. All of your life can actually be covering something that's going on under the surface. The secret aspect of your life. My relationship with Hashem, which is under the surface. All the things that I do in public. I can campaign in front of 10,000 people. And yet, my action is mostly a secret action. Because in my mind, it's just me and Hashem. Even though there are many people around watching. So now, yes, you can have two people doing the same action. Two people are putting on tefillin. One of them is doing an act that's 100% in the open. Why? He's putting on tefillin and there's nothing going on inside. You can have another person who putting on tefillin, 2% of his act is in the open, 98% is under the surface. Why? Because when he's putting on his tefillin, right now what he's doing is he's interacting with Hashem while he's putting on his tefillin, and he is saying, Hashem, you did so much for me. And I don't know what I could possibly do. You gave me one instruction that I could do right now. Put on tefillin. And in that tefillin, he's expressing all of his love for Hashem and all of his gratitude to Hashem. And all of his excitement about the fact that Hashem wants to associate with him. This is a mitzvah that's mainly on the inside. It's mainly batzniah. It's mainly in secret. So yes, everybody in shul sees you putting on tefillin. It's okay. Don't worry about it. You're not a bal gaiva if you put on tefillin in front of everybody, but still do it secretly. Have the bulk of your action. Turn everything you do into a secret interaction with Hashem, under the surface. The truth is that that's really the answer to the question. The Ramah says, right? Truly, it's the answer to the question that I asked before, is the Ramah in the first sif of Shulchan Aruch. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samin. The difference in Madrega between great people is basically in this. It's in the intensity of what's going on inside. Once a person reaches a certain level of greatness, his 24 hours are full. It's okay, we don't have to make sure to leave the 2 hours open in order to make sure we don't infringe on the Vilna Gaon's territory. We can fill up all 24 hours of our life. But the next thing is, how deep down does it go? And this is endless. This is where we have all the differences. See something?
Why is keeping it concealed a value?
What's that? No, we're talking about, here we're talking about something that is inevitably concealed. Your relationship with Hashem is something that's going on the surface. It's something that doesn't express itself outwardly. Even if you talk about it, do talk about it. Express your excitement about Hashem. Yeah. The main point is the inner feeling. What's going on inside of you? When you do an act, is it completely external act? Or is it an act that's just, it's external on the surface, but actually expressing something much deeper in? A story that they say, the other day somebody, I started telling a story, somebody asked me if it's a reliable story. And my answer was, you're asking whether it happened or not? I don't know. Because 99.5% of the stories that I'll tell I haven't been at, so how could I say that they really happened? I heard them. But I'll say what I heard b'shem and Adam Chacham. I don't know whether the stories I tell happened or not, but I do know that they're true. Because I value a story by its point. So now I want to tell a story that I doubt happened. But yet it's a very true story. Chassidus Rebbe said, that he once davened to be able to feel the Yirah Shamayim of the Rambam for a moment. And he said that at that moment, I suddenly, my whole body started shaking and I dropped to the ground. I wasn't able to stand. Now, what's the pshat? Did the story happen? I don't know. Maybe it did. I'm not saying it didn't. Maybe it did. But the point of the story is so true. When we're talking about the great people of the earlier generations, we're talking about people who their experience of life, of living with Hashem, was something that we can't fathom. Let's say we're talking about the Rambam, if we'll use this example. His appreciation of Hashem, his awe of the fact that I am actually, Hashem is interested in my mitzvahs, and that my life is an interaction with Him. Everything that the Rambam did, because we know lesser people who are like that too. Everything the Rambam did, when the Rambam gave a shir, he was interacting with Hashem. He was constantly with the feeling that Hashem is watching him and having nachas from the fact that he's teaching his children Torah. Everything that he did was with that awareness, with that appreciation of what exactly it means that I'm interacting with Hashem with everything I'm doing. And he had a greater appreciation of who Hashem was than we do. That caused him to always be with that feeling of trepidation that this Rebbe wasn't able to handle. So, when we're talking about this level of greatness, when we're talking about the Shivisi Hashem and Negdi Tom, we're talking about going deep. We're talking about really starting to develop a constant, ongoing, interactive relationship with Hashem in a live way, which really has dynamics to it. It's a live relationship. It's a live experience. Experiencing Hashem in a live way all the time. This is where real greatness lies. How deep can you get this? It's a lifetime career. It can go more and more and more. The more of an appreciation you gain for Hashem, the more you exercise in trying to keep Hashem in your mind, the deeper this will get. And it's also more than that. Like the Kotzke Rebbe said, they ask, where is Hashem? We would all say everywhere. But that's not what the Kotzke Rebbe answered. Kotzke Rebbe answered, Hashem is wherever you allow Him to be. Meaning, the more conscious you are of Hashem, the more Hashem will be there. And this is not just the words. This is a very fundamental yesod. The Ramban has a length on this in Iyud. How the more you, in your mind, are in contact with Hashem, the more Hashem will be there for you. Hashem's presence with you will directly correspond to how much He's in your mind. He's in your mind a lot, He'll be there a lot. This is the career of Hatznei Aleches and Elikecha, which has more dynamics to develop, as is Hashem, in the coming weeks. Thank you.